So as you know, medical records are slated to go paperless by 2014. How important is it for patients to have electronic medical records at their doctor's office or hospital?
I think most patients will see that there are a lot of advantages to getting their records into digital form. All the obvious things about having information present if you're in an emergency room when your doctor's office is closed, or can't get a hold or don't remember where you were seen, as well as the more simple things like, you know, getting rid of all those clipboards that people are always filling out when they go to see physicians. So I think there are big, big benefits, and what we have to do is just assure people that we're going to do everything possible to make sure that their information is kept as private or more private mm-hmm. in the paper.
So the issue of privacy has been a hotbed of concern surrounding electronic records. There have been reports of patient electronic records even here in Texas being sold to research companies. How do you respond to concerns that moving all medical records to a digital format will only increase this risk of violating patient privacy?
Well, they shouldn't be sold if folks don't give consent. We're committed to having patients control the uses of their health data. Their consent is going to be vital.
Whose responsibility is it ultimately to ensure the patient privacy is protected?
It's a collective responsibility. Mm-hmm. We in the federal government, I think, have to give our best judgment and about what the preferred approach is mm-hmm. to getting patient consent. I think we also, of course, have to enforce the existing laws that penalize people who don't carefully guard patient information. And there are substantial penalties available. But states have a responsibility because they have a lot of freedom to set local laws to make sure that they involve the public in creating those statutes and those regulations. And then I think doctors and hospitals have to understand what patients want and need from them in the way of privacy. And in the electronic world.
So there's a range of physicians' opinions concerning the implementation of electronic medical records. Some younger physicians say it simplifies their job, while older physicians, especially those reaching retirement, see this transition as an added burden and expense. How do you respond to such wide-ranging views?
Well, we're trying to respond to physicians and other healthcare providers where they are, and for people who are on the verge of retirement, there's obviously a tough decision to make about whether they want to make this transition now. And I think it will add to the value of their practice. It'll make it easier for them to replace themselves with a young physician. So if they want to continue to care for their patients and make sure that their patients have a physician or a nurse to follow in their footsteps, having an office that's already electronic will be a big asset. I think for the physician who's a little bit younger, who may have 10, 15 years of practice left or 20 years of practice, I think the argument is, and the facts are clear, this is an inevitable change. And the federal government's willing to help now, but it won't be in 5 or 7 years. There's never going to be another opportunity to get $45,000 to $65,000, $64,000 from the federal government for doing something that's inevitable. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-career opportunity. If you know you have to do it, and I think most of them do know they have to do it, I don't think they want to be in practice 10 years from now, mm-hmm. the only one in their community that doesn't use electronic methods for collecting information. That now is the time to do it.
Well, isn't this just another technology that physicians have to master? I mean, as a physician, you know that physicians always have to, you know, learn and use new medical technologies. Isn't this just another thing that they have to learn?
Well, it's different. Mm-hmm. The difference is that it's more part of their routine work.
Right.
It requires more in the way of changing the way they think and the way they organize their personal office or their. And this is true, of course, for physicians who are in small practice, I think for physicians that are part of big organizations, a lot of things can be done to help them make the transition. And it's happening all the time in big organizations. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of doctors are now joining big organizations as they get the help they need and to make the transition without as much disruption. But I think for someone who is, there's nothing more intimate or personal about a physician's practice than the way they record information. And that to change that is a big personal change.
From your recent trips to Texas, how is the state faring with implementation?
Well, I think there are areas of great progress and great opportunity. I was actually, a couple weeks ago, I was at Texas Medical Center and visited the Ben Taub Hospital in Houston. They've basically gone electronic, and they're incredibly proud of it, and they've changed a whole lot of things about the way they do their work, and they've improved quality and convenience for their patients. And I think most of the, a lot of these, the big hospitals in Texas are just way out in front and doing extremely well. I think Texas is an incredibly diverse state, and the diversity mirrors the United States.
So are rural areas in Texas facing any challenges with implementation as opposed to its urban counterparts?
In rural areas of the United States and in rural areas of Texas, there's less progress. That's not entirely true. There's some really small critical access hospitals that are totally electronic. So there's nothing about being rural that makes it impossible. It's just that it's a little slower to happen. I think that being practices in the rural areas tend to be smaller. They tend to be less well compensated, so resources aren't as large. The small hospitals don't have big staffs, they don't have IT staff. In a lot of areas, it's a hospital that sometimes helps the local physicians to make that transition, and they don't have those kinds of advantages. And finally, some places just don't have broadband. The Austin National Coordinator has put almost $100 million into Texas in a whole series of programs, we think Texas is a really important state for this process, so we're really invested in the success here.